June 29, 1926. Each created thing contains an image of the divine qualities, and the divine will glorifies these qualities in each created thing. After I had gone through most bitter days of privations, when my beloved Jesus came to cheer me, he spent several hours with me. He made himself seen of a very young age, of a rare and rapturing beauty. He sat on my bed, near me, and told me, "My daughter, I know that you cannot be without me, because I am more than your very life for you. So, if I did not come, you would lack the substance of life. Besides, we have so many things to do together in the kingdom of the Supreme Will. Therefore, when you see that I do not come quickly, do not oppress yourself so much. Be sure that I will come, because my coming is necessary for you and for me, because I must see the things of my kingdom, and while directing it, I must enjoy it. How can you have the slightest doubt that in a kingdom so longed for by me, the King of Triumph might be missing? Therefore, come into my arms, that your Jesus may strengthen you." And while saying this, he took me in his arms, he clasped me tightly to his breast, and rocking me, he told me, "Sleep, sleep on my breast, my little newborn of my will." In the arms of Jesus I was so very little, and did not feel like sleeping. I wanted to enjoy Jesus, I wanted to tell him so many things, now that I had the good of his prolonged presence with me. But Jesus continued to rock me, and I, without wanting to, fell into a sweet, sweet sleep. But while sleeping I could hear the beating of the heart of Jesus speaking. It was saying, "My will." And then another heartbeat, as though answering, "Love do I want to infuse in the little daughter of my will." In the heartbeat, "My will," a large circle of light was formed, and in the heartbeat, "Love," another circle, smaller, in such a way that the large one would enclose the small one. While I was sleeping, Jesus would take these circles formed by his heartbeat and would seal them in my whole person. I felt I was being all fortified and strengthened in the arms of Jesus. How happy I felt! But, clasping me more tightly to his breast, Jesus woke me up and told me, "My little daughter, let us go around throughout the whole creation in which the Supreme Will contains its life, does its distinct act in each created thing and, triumphant of itself, magnifies and glorifies all of its supreme qualities in a perfect way. If you look at the sky, your eye cannot see its boundaries. Wherever it looks there is sky, nor can you tell where it ends or where it begins. This is the image of our Supreme Being, which is no beginning and no end. And in the azure sky our will praises and glorifies our eternal being, which is no beginning and no end. This sky, studded with stars, is the image of our being. Just as the sky is one, so is the divinity one single act. But in the multiplicity of the stars, our works add extra which descend from the single act, and the effects and the works of this single act are innumerable. And in the stars our will magnifies and glorifies the effects and the multiplicity of our works, which include the angels, man and all created things. See how beautiful it is to live in my will, in the unity of this supreme light, and to be aware of the meaning of all created things, and to praise, magnify, glorify the Supreme Creator with his very will in all of our images which each created thing contains. But, move on to look at the sun. Under the vault of the heavens one can see a limited circumference of light which contains light and heat, and descending down below, invests all the earth. This is the image of the light and love of the Supreme Maker, who loves everyone and does good to all. From the height of his majesty he descends down below, deep into the hearts, even into hell, but he does it quietly, without clamor, wherever he is. Oh! How our will glorifies and magnifies our eternal light, our inextinguishable love and our all-seeingness. Our will murmurs in the sea, and in the immensity of the waters which hide innumerable fishes of every species and color, it glorifies our immensity that envelops everything and holds our things as though in the palm of its hand. I will glorify the image of our immutability in the firmness of the mountains, the image of our justice in the roaring of the thunder and in the bolt of lightning, the image of our joy in the little bird that sings, trails and warbles, the image of our moaning love in the turtle dove that moans, the image of the continuous call that we make to man in the land that bleats, saying in each bleating, single quote, me, me, come to me, come to me. And our will glorifies us in the continuous call we make to the creature. All created things have a symbol of ours, an image of ours. And our will has the commitment to magnify us and glorify us in all our works. Because, since the work of creation is work of the Supreme Fiat, it was befitting for it to preserve our glory, whole and permanent, in all created things. Now, our Supreme Will wants to give this commitment as inheritance to one who must live in the unity of its light, because it would not be befitting to live in its light and not identify with the acts of the Supreme Fiat. Therefore, my little daughter, all created things as well as my will await you in each created thing, to repeat its very acts, to glorify and magnify your Creator with the very divine will. Now, who can say all the images of our Creator that all creation encloses? If I wanted to say everything, I would never end. So, in order not to be too long, I had to say just a few things, and I did it to obey, and for fear of displeasing Jesus,